In 1943, a middle-aged Dutch watchmaker named Caspar Ten Baum was sitting at a dinner table with his family, and he was asked a very dangerous question. Would you be willing to hide Jews in your home? The Nazis had occupied Holland, and helping the Jews was risking everything, life, profession, happiness, freedom, and Caspar didn't hesitate to say yes. Caspar's responded, in this household, God's people are always welcomed. So for the next 2 years, Ten Boom and his family continued to house Jews behind a hidden wall in a hidden room in their house. However, they were eventually betrayed and arrested. And 10 days after his arrest, Ten Boom was killed. He died. His daughter, Corey, survived the concentration camps and later wrote this, there is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. What's so striking about this story for me is Caspar Ten Boom did not wait until it was safe to be a light to the world. He didn't wait until it was convenient for him to be salt of the earth to the world around him. He simply lived what he believed at great risk, and it cost him everything. The truth of it is, this is exactly what today's readings are calling each and every one of us to. Not someday, it is easier, but now, to proclaim this gospel message. The prophet Isaiah speaks with stark clarity as he says, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them. This is not theoretical theology. This isn't just some religion, but this is actually the religion God wants us to live. Not just empty rituals, not just pious words, but a concrete love that gets our hands dirty. Notice what happens when we live this way as we hear Isaiah proclaims, your light shall break forth like the dawn. Not that it will, but that it does when we act this way. We are the light of the world. This is our identity. Fundamentally, as Christians, it's not some sort of aspiration. It is the reality of who we are. You are light to the world. Do you know that? Think for a moment about salt. In the ancient world, salt was precious, valuable to Roman soldiers, so much so they were sometimes paid a day's wages in salt. It's how we get the word salary. Salt preserved food from decay. It also flavored foods, highly precious. It was considered essential, not optional. When Jesus looks at you and I, this is what he's saying is, you are essential. You are not optional as a light to the world, as my light to the world. But here's the challenge. Salt that loses its saltiness is worthless. The light hidden under a bushel basket serves no purpose. We cannot go through all these religious motions, coming to Mass, praying, following the rules, and we can still fail to be followers of Jesus Christ. The question is not whether we are religious. The question is whether we are real. What does it mean to be real? Let's look again at the prophet Isaiah. It means seeing the hungry and actually sharing our food. It means noticing the homeless and opening our doors. It means encountering the naked, those stripped of dignity, those exposed in their vulnerability, and covering them with our compassion. This is not charity as an afterthought, but Christianity truly lived out, professed and believed, meant to be lived. I wonder sometimes if we've complicated our own faith, if it's become such of a personal, private, personal spirituality, one in which we never break through the messiness of life, but it's something we safeguard, we hold through, and we never end up sharing. What good is it to others? God's intentional about giving us images of salt, of light, of a city on a hill. Things that cannot be hidden. Things meant to be shared with others. Think about it. Salt in a shaker does nothing if it's not spilt. Light under a bushel basket helps no one see. So too, a Christian who keeps their faith private and never shares it misses the point of the faith given, of the faith received. The beautiful promise in Isaiah, when we live this way, when we become bread, when we shelter the homeless, This is, as he says, your light shall break forth like the dawn, and listen to this, your wound shall quickly be healed. Do we see the catch? When we heal others' wounds, our own wounds are healed. When we become the light to others, our own blindness is cast aside. Our own darkness is dispelled. This is the paradox of Christian love. When we receive, when we give, we receive. When we pour ourselves out, we are backfilled. When we pray for more, it is only a giving of what we have. This is the paradox. And let's be honest, it's hard. It's far more easier maintaining comfortably our faith, staying in our little box, managing what we have without being stretched to give more, fearing we might never give more back in return. But it's so easy to light our lamp and keep it on our comfortable lampstand. But Jesus says, no, he says, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Not just does he command us to do it because Jesus says so, but it glorifies God. We praise him. So it's to say our faith is meant to be visible. Our faith must have consequences. It means beyond just living the faith on Sundays, we must live it Monday through Saturday. So consider this week, where is God calling you to be salt? Maybe it's in a difficult relationship that needs your preserving presence. Maybe it's in the workplace that needs your integrity. Or in a family situation that needs your peace. And then consider, how is God calling you to be light this week? Maybe it's in the simple act of kindness for a neighbor. Or in speaking up for justice for somebody who doesn't have a voice, when it's easier for us to remain silent. Or maybe it's the quiet witness to joy in the midst of our own suffering. Don't underestimate the power of small acts to do great things. We hear in the words of St. Mother Teresa reminded us all the time, we cannot do all great things, but we can do small things with great love. That's what being salt of the earth looks like. Not grand gestures that draw attention to ourselves, but the steady, faithful presence that points people to God.